live on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. It's time for Q&A with DJ Phone. Today's program is sponsored by High Country Rec V Center, David Snyder, CPA, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and Prescott College. Now, here's your host for Q&A, DJ Phone.
And welcome to the Wednesday edition of Q&A. I'm DJ Phone. What a mixed bag we have for you today. We're going to start out with a very heavy topic with some positive points to it. We're going to discuss, as the third part of our three-part series, about Alzheimer's disease. We're going to talk with Kathy Marzek from the Alzheimer's Association. And then we'll follow that with a chat with Katie Cornelius. She is starting up a very new and exciting business, especially for the downtown area. It's called Ride Prescott. You're going to enjoy hearing from Katie. Some really fun stuff there. And then after the news with Link, we will hear an interview I did very recently with the author of a new book. It's called Home Sweet Maison. And this is a French author who has lived in France for many years. She admires the way the French people do their homes and make them so welcoming. And if you are one of those people who watches HGTV all the time, you're going to love this book and this interview. So that's what's coming up on today's Q&A. Want to let you know the VFW in Prescott Valley will honor Charlie Company 1-158 Infantry Army National Guard before they are deployed for the Middle East. That parade will be this Sunday at noon around the Prescott Valley Civic Center. And then the post will host a lunch for those Army National Guard troops at the VFW on 5th Street near Fane Park. You can park in the Fane Park lot. That lunch will be $10 for guests and attendees. It's free for the National Guard Charlie Company 1-158 Infantry Army National Guard. They will be honored this Sunday with our thanks to John Stuzinski and his folks at the VFW 10227 in Prescott Valley. So stay tuned. We've got a mixed bag and a full show for you coming today on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities. 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. Streaming live, you know where, in the words of Buzz Lightyear, to infinity and beyond on KQNA.com.
Provide value. That's what a CPA can do for you. Hi, this is David A. Snyder, CPA. Now is a great time of year for business valuations. Valuations are for providing a value for your business so you can retire from it, sell it, or expand it. With my ex-military, task-oriented mindset, and over 20 years of experience, you can trust that you can get the most accurate business valuation. Give me a call or visit DavidASnyderCPA.com for more information. You deserve the sharpest in Arizona. David A. Snyder, CPA.
Hi, Waters with the Plant of the Week and our Mother's Day gift baskets.
The Garden Center is stocked full of these big, bold flowers grown to perfection. They mesh, intertwine, and spill into color.
We've grown 150 of these festive baskets that are the epitome of fragrance and beauty, all for under $25.
Each says loud and clear, I love you, Mom. Enjoy the flowers.
Waters Garden Center, 1815 Iron Springs Road in Prescott, where people who love gift baskets for Mom, they love to shop.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
Drive, you play. It's the Cliff Castle Casino Express, offering round-trip luxury motor coach service to Cliff Castle Casino. Pay just $10 and receive $25 in free slot play or match play. Plus, once you earn 100 slot points, you'll get free breakfast or lunch at Mountain Springs Buffet. Buses leave from Flagstaff and Prescott Thursday and Saturday. Call 888-LUCK-BUS or visit CliffCastleCasino.com to find out more. Cliff Castle Casino Hotel, the perfect place to play.
buildup, dull, lifeless hair, and water spots on your once sparkling dishes are avoidable problems. This is summer. Let RED Plumbing give you a better way of living by installing a water softening system. The folks at RED Plumbing have a quick and easy hard water test, so you can take out the guesswork. Don't wait any longer. Give us a call at 772-9296, find us on Facebook, or visit us at redplumbinginc.com.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec Bee Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
Hey, we are back live at 306. Over the past month, I started a three-part series about the importance of learning more about Alzheimer's disease. I have had Dr. Mitchell Gelber from Granite Creek Rehab on here talking about his program, which matches MP3 players with old recorded music for dementia patients. Then last week, we had Dwayne DeSaucier on here. He was performing yesterday at Las Fuentes Resort for dementia patients. And now we have Kathy Marzek is here on behalf of the Alzheimer's Association. So we're going to cover some very basics here and make sure we get the word out about how you can help. Eventually, we hope, right, Kathy, find a cure for Absolutely. Alzheimer's. Where are we in that? I mean, is this like in the same category as cancer? We're going to keep on, you know, firing our guns at it and hope something hits?
It is and it isn't. Mm-hmm. Cancer, you can have corrected. You can get it out and hopefully be cured mm-hmm. or get treated. With Alzheimer's, you don't have that luxury. If you've been diagnosed with Alzheimer's or any dementia, you are going to pass away from it, unless a cancer, diabetes, heart attack, something else comes along first.
And, you know, when we talk about health care costs all the time, we talk about the high cost of pharmaceuticals, and they are very, very high. Mm-hmm. But when you look at what a pharmaceutical company has to go through, the money they have to put out for research and development, they can literally spend billions of dollars and come up dry, can't they?
They can and they have. It just mm-hmm. happened 2 years ago. There was a drug, and I forget which pharmaceutical company it was doing a lot of research. There was a lot of hope for it, and in the end, it totally crumbled, and they had spent literally billions.
Mm-hmm. So what led to your becoming an Alzheimer's Association volunteer?
Family history. My mother passed away a year and a half ago from mm-hmm. Alzheimer's.
Firsthand.
Her mother did. And my grandmother's three siblings all passed away from it.
Oh, goodness.
And my mother's brother is now showing symptoms. He hasn't been officially diagnosed, but mm-hmm. we're pretty sure.
What are those symptoms you start noting before calling the doctor?
It can be a lot of different things. Usually they're behavior and personality changes and forgetfulness. Short-term memory is 90% of the time, the first thing that will go. Mm-hmm. So a lot of times you may hear about the person who keeps asking, when are we going to Aunt Sue's for dinner? And they'll ask it 5 million times. Mm-hmm. It's because they literally forget they forgot.
Sure. Now, short-term memory loss is pretty normal as you get older. We know about that. And everybody worries when they hit a certain age and they can't remember where they put their keys. Well, welcome to our world, right? But there are, of course, obviously far more serious symptoms than just mm-hmm. that. So what differentiates Alzheimer's from dementia from, we used to call it, senility?
Basically, as we age, of course, we all slow down and sure. our minds slow down. And you mentioned forgetting the keys, where you placed them, or, you know, your wallet or whatever. But usually we can backtrack and figure it out. Mm-hmm. The person with any form of dementia lost that ability. The other thing is dementia is an umbrella term. Mm-hmm. That is the overall category for all the dementias. And the reason we hear so much about Alzheimer's is it accounts for roughly 60 to 70% of all forms of dementia.
Is this strictly a U.S. problem or is this worldwide?
This is worldwide, absolutely. And worldwide with your more developed nations. And the U.S. is just with our baby boomer population.
On that note, are we kind of living too long for the treatments we have available?
We have no treatments for any form of dementia, but that's one of the risk factors is age. Mm-hmm. The older you get, the better your chance.
That's true.
And by the time you're 85, it's something like 1 in 2 people will develop it.
Now, what kinds of progress do you see being made in this research?
What's interesting is the last couple of years, the National Institutes of Health has received a lot more funding from Congress mm-hmm. than they ever had before. And if you were to compare buckets of money for all the different diseases that are funded by the National Institutes of Health, the cancers, the heart diseases, lung diseases, all those March of Dimes, you know, birth defects, all of those diseases have big, huge buckets of money. The dementias have a little tiny bucket. Mm-hmm. And our bucket has finally, in the last 2 years, gotten bigger, mm-hmm. Which is a big step forward in research. That's where the answer is going to come from. We mentioned the pharmaceutical drugs that haven't made it, the clinical trials, observation trials, all the different research initiatives that are out there, and there are several of them. They're trying to find out what's causing it and how do we prevent or cure it.
When I was working in commission sales in California, my sales manager impressed upon me that people will immediately become motivated by one of two things, either a great opportunity or a great emergency. I would imagine an awful lot of people, a lot of loved ones, who find out their husband, their wife, their mother, their father has been diagnosed with Alzheimer's, all of a sudden get on the web, all of a sudden call you. What are their first questions?
Oh, what do I do? How do I handle this? Mm-hmm. If they can actually get out of denial that it's happened.
Is this the Dr. Elizabeth Kubler-Ross list of the stages people go through when they realize they're dying? Is it the denial, acceptance, anger, depression, stuff, and then,
what happens, it's an emotional response when a family member is officially diagnosed,
sure.
And people will go through all kinds of emotions, mm-hmm. and as they go through them, and there's no set pattern to these, but if they are on the bandwagon and realize, okay, we've got to help mom, dad, my brother, my sister, whoever, with this disease, basically, the first thing you want to do, and hopefully your doctor will tell you this, is call the Alzheimer's Association.
Sure.
Get the resources from them, because all of our resources are free. We have caregiver support groups. Mm-hmm. We have presentations, education presentations. We do have resources available that people can contact. We'll have lists of different types of service providers. Those services might not be free, mm-hmm. but anything we do is free. So what we want, we'll set them up with a family care counselor within the Alzheimer's Association that can work with the family. They can go into the home. They can help with safety, make other suggestions to make things easier on mm-hmm. them, work with them on getting all the things in order. Do they have a will? Do they have health care proxy? Who's going to take care of their finances? Are they at a point where they can still have input to the types of care they're going to need down the road? What do they want to do? Mm-hmm. There's a lot of different aspects of the disease that have to be looked at.
Recently in the national news, House Speaker Paul Ryan announced he was resigning from Congress at the end of his term. There has been some talk that he would really like to pursue some cuts in Social Security and Medicare. Is the Alzheimer's Association watching that real closely?
Absolutely. We have two different groups that work in Washington with lobbying and congressional initiatives. And those are things they're partnering with their congressional representatives to make sure that they are aware of what's going on. And Medicare and Medicaid funding, a lot of that goes to people with any form of dementia. Mm-hmm. So to have something like that cut is going to hurt this country
sure.
dramatically.
I interviewed Karen Russell yesterday from Mountain Valley Regional Rehab about stroke awareness. And there's a lot of parallels here.
Yes.
And what I'm wondering is, if someone is suffering from dementia, who normally contacts you first? The patient saying, I think I have an issue, or the loved one?
Probably the loved one. I actually don't have statistics on that. Mm-hmm. Sometimes we do get calls from people who think they have it, and again, we'll connect them with the right resources to get down that path to see what is going on.
So what can the doctors do to determine, yes, you do have Alzheimer's?
If a doctor is not trained to treat and diagnose, or diagnose and treat, and it is pervasive mm-hmm. in our medical profession, they would want to refer them or recommend them to somebody who is experienced. Generally, they are neurologists, geriatricians that are trained and trained to treat and diagnose mm-hmm. Alzheimer's or any form of dementia. It's really key to get the right medical caregiver. Unfortunately, when I do presentations, I hear the horror stories of people who do not hook up with someone trained to diagnose and treat, and it just breaks my heart. We went through that with my mother. Finally got to a good geriatrician who is experienced in treating and diagnosing, and it worked. She was wonderful. She got us through probably the last 4 to 5 years of our mother's life.
Speaking of news headlines, we've seen a lot of stories about professional athletes with CTE from head trauma.
Yes.
Does the Alzheimer's Association recognize any connection between youthful head injuries and eventual Alzheimer's?
Not even just youthful, all brain injury. Traumatic brain injuries,
repeated concussions.
Absolutely. They know there's a correlation between that and developing some type of dementia, such as Alzheimer's. You mm-hmm. may remember maybe 3-4 years ago, the NFL was taken to task because they'd been hiding the fact that football players were developing different forms of dementia. And we know that is a risk factor.
And that also brings to mind, is it the sufferer or the loved one who contacts when they recognize symptoms? Because the report that I saw about NFL players said something like 90% of those who requested a diagnosis, yes, it was Alzheimer's. I'm sorry, CTE in this case. Mm-hmm. And there was also a case of a very famous hockey tough guy named Bob Probert, who was the most feared fighter in the league. He spent 12-14 years, I believe, in the NHL, and he told his wife, when I die, I want my brain examined. Well, he died at 45. Mm-hmm. And sure enough, in his case, it was the beginning of Alzheimer's. He was 45, and he also had CTE injuries from all those blows he took to the head in the course of playing hockey. So we obviously have to worry about that. Plus, now we have a lot more parents keeping a closer eye on their kids playing football, don't we?
Any of the contact sports, soccer, football, hockey, yes, we do have to be careful. Like mm-hmm. I said, it is one of the risk factors mm-hmm. out there, and that is preventable to some degree
when you're playing a contact sport.
Mm-hmm.
And how can people contact you for a speaking engagement, or if they just have questions?
If anybody has questions about any form of dementia, or your group would like to have a presentation, we do different topics. We do the basics, the warning signs, healthy mm-hmm. living, behavior intervention, things like that. You would want to contact the local Alzheimer's office over on Clearwater Drive, and we do have a group of people besides myself who will do presentations, and we will get out there pretty much any day or time that you want us.
And I imagine when you see kids at the skate park not wearing helmets, you want to go and talk to them, but we all know kids are going to live forever, don't we?
And actually, we do youth presentations.
Do you really? Do they pay attention?
Oh, they love it.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, that's so encouraging.
Yes, they are very interested because it's in their families.
Oh, of course.
They see it.
Oh, my goodness.
And one of the big myths that they have, or one of their big concerns, is that it's contagious. And it's not.
It's not.
That was
my next question. Thank you for bringing that up, because that also, with that talk and with their recognizing that their own family has been in touch with it, it takes away the cool factor of not wearing a helmet, doesn't it? Because they worry about things like that.
Absolutely. It's amazing how health conscious they are.
What a great chat, Kathy Marzek. Thanks so much for joining us today on Q&A. Once again, how can they contact you?
If you just call the local Alzheimer's office, at 928-771-9257, or you can actually call our 800 number 24/7, and that number, I'm cheating, I'm trying to find it, it's 1-800, I apologize, I haven't memorized it.
You know, I may have it. I actually may have it right here. I have 800-272-3900.
That's it, 272-3900.
There
Thank
is the
you.
Number. Thank you so much for joining us today on Q&A. Stay tuned because we've got Katie coming in from Ride Prescott. Katie Cornelius, an exciting new idea for downtown Prescott. That's coming up on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 a.m., 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, streaming live around the world at KQNA.com.
Save more with Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Hey, Todd, Liberty Mutual just saved me
$782. $782.
Liberty did what?
What? Yeah, it's a lot of money.
Maybe I should switch to Liberty Mutual.
Visit us online to... Hey, stop echoing.
Sorry.
Visit us online to get a quote, and you could save $782. Liberty Mutual Insurance. Based on a recent countrywide new customer survey, coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company, Equal Housing Insurer.
Hi, it's Reagan, Prescott Valley Heating and Cooling. It's baseball season, and it's time to cheer on our Arizona Diamondbacks. Hit a home run every time you call us. This season, when the Diamondbacks are 500 or above on the season, you win too. Get an additional 5% off any repairs or new equipment installation, up to a 10% discount. Call 458-8177. Use promo code AZD500. Visit pvhac.com for terms and details. Remember, we always have veteran and senior discounts. Prescott Valley Heating and Cooling.
It happens all across the state. Grab a scratcher's ticket feeling great. Alas, it seems your luck's run out. But that's no reason for you to pout. It's the $1 Million Giveaway. Happening now till the end of May. All scratchers from $10 to $30 could bring a second chance to win $1 Million. Enter until May 31st, and maybe soon your wallet will burst. See more at ArizonaLottery.com. I can't think of anything that rhymes with .com.
Hi, I'm Bud Garso, library specialist at Prescott Public Library. When you hear the word library, you probably think about books. But Prescott Public Library offers books and much more. Tinkering with your car? Try our online auto repair manuals. If you like puzzles, we have a free puzzle exchange. Want to learn a unique craft? Try our new origami program. If you are a gamer, you can check out Xbox One and PlayStation 4 games. Visit PrescottLibrary.info for details, and I'll see you at Prescott Public Library.
My number two does not look like a number two. I don't know what to call it. Is there a number three?
Table for four, please. Anything close to the restroom.
Ugh, a middle seat with these stomach problems? That's my fear of flying.
Sound like you? If it does, you could be one of the many people with a digestive condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. Even if you don't know what EPI is, you might know the symptoms. Frequent diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain. If you have even just one of these symptoms, you could still have EPI. Because not everybody experiences EPI the same way. Which is why it's so important to open up to your doctor about all your symptoms. And the good news is, EPI is manageable. So don't keep a lid on it. Go to identifyepi.com, complete the symptom checker, and use it to have a conversation with your doctor. Don't keep a lid on it. Visit identifyepi.com. Brought to you by AbbVie.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
We are back live at 3:23, and before we get to Katie Cornelius with Ride Prescott, I want to remind you about the Alzheimer's Association Longest Day. It is a walk coming up, a very big event coming up on June 21st, and the great news about that is Kathy Marzek has agreed to come back to talk to us about that the week before the event. So mark your calendar for June 21st, the Longest Day. That is for the Alzheimer's Association. Kathy will be on hand here about a week before that to talk about it. Hey, Katie Cornelius is here. You've got something pretty exciting going on. What is it?
Oh, my goodness. We are so excited. On Memorial Day weekend, we are launching Ride Prescott, which is going to be a free golf cart kind of taxi service in downtown Prescott. It is absolutely free for people to ride. Mm-hmm. So if you're downtown, you can hail a golf cart. They are 6-passenger golf carts. And you can ride anywhere you want within our ride zone. And our ride zone is pretty big. We go from a Apache Lodge all the way over to Park, and then we go from Moeller on the north, Thumb Butte Distillery, all the way down to Montezuma, where it turns into White's Bar.
When you mention the range of the rides, I can see an awful lot of people who are heading downtown for big, you know, crowded events, parking their cars and kind of maybe taking a little shuttle a few blocks to alleviate the traffic and parking problems. True?
Yes, we are very excited that we will have a dedicated pickup time at the Granite Street Garage. Mm-hmm. We are working with the city of Prescott to help alleviate the traffic and parking problems downtown. We have a great little downtown, but the parking garage happens to be downhill. And so people don't like parking there because they then have to walk uphill. And if you're not from the area, you don't have those high altitude lungs and you run out of breath. And so it's a real detriment. And we're hoping to relieve that and bring more people to park in the parking garage and get them up that hill. They're not out of breath. They can spend more time enjoying beautiful downtown Prescott.
Mm-hmm. And you said it's free. Well, doggone it, nothing's free. So how is this being paid for?
So actually, you're right. It isn't free. There's actually a fare of $1 per person that is on our rate card. And it says that it has been paid by a local business sponsor.
Nice.
So on our cart, you're going to see our contributing or sustaining and our signature sponsors. Mm-hmm. And they have actually paid for your ride.
Very nice.
Ride Prescott also offers tours. And so that's an extension of our tour service in which our advertising pays for the ride as well in promoting our tours. So it's actually been paid for by local businesses and the response has been outstanding. I can't give out any names yet because we're still in the process of signing contracts, but it's really, really exciting.
So is this kind of an open air version of Uber or Lyft, but a lot more fun?
Well, no, because we're free and Uber costs money. Lyft costs money. We don't cost the rider any money. We are a free service.
Do you accept tips?
Well, do we accept tips? From 10 to 6 o'clock every day, no, we don't accept tips because daily from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., our drivers are local realtors with West USA Realty. And I can
very
say that
nice.
Name,
there
so I'm very
go.
Excited. We are working with them in order to provide this service. The realtors will be driving from 10 to 6 every single day, starting the Friday of Memorial Day weekend right through October 31st.
Mm-hmm.
And so we've worked with them. That's exciting to have. Now, they can't accept tips, obviously, because they're on the floor, if you will.
Sure.
But after 6 o'clock, if we are out and about, like Tuesday and Thursday nights, when we have stuff going on at the courthouse, Friday and Saturday nights, will be out. And yes, those drivers do accept tips. In fact, that's the only form of payment they receive.
I would think also in the evenings, how about weekends?
Yes, Friday and Saturday nights, we will be out every single weekend starting, don't tell anyone, but we have a soft opening next weekend on
soft
May 11th.
Soft openings are always good. That way you work
aren't
out,
they, though?
That way you work out the kinks before the big crowd comes in,
exactly.
Right?
So Mother's Day weekend and the weekend after that, we will be out Friday, Saturday, Sunday. We hope to be out Friday and Saturday night.
How late on weekend nights?
You know, it's going to depend on the driver. So if it's raining and nobody's out, they're going to go home. If there's a lot of people out, they might stay out until Devil's Pantry closes at 3 a.m. So we will see. And one thing to point out is we aren't Uber. We aren't Lyft.
Right.
We're not going to be able to give you a ride home. We can take you from one end of the road to the other in the evening. But we're not going to be a service that's going to take you home at night.
And it kind of makes the parking, it kind of spreads out the parking for downtown Prescott, doesn't it? Because you can board this, you can hop on Ride Prescott to go to the bar, go to the restaurant, the courthouse, wherever you're going, right?
Exactly. And we take you anywhere you want to go within our ride zone. We do have designated pickup spots. That we have a map that everybody will get when they get on board showing where those designated pickup spots are. And they're all local businesses. That's a great thing is local businesses have sponsored these pickup spots.
Mm-hmm.
So you go there, you pick us up. Now, if you see us and you hail us down and we don't have anybody on board, yes, we'll pick you up and take you where you want to go. And we do request that we drop you off at a local business.
Yes.
We're not taking you home. We're not taking you to your doctor's office. We're taking you to a local business.
They make it possible.
They do.
So how'd you come up with this idea?
So in Old Town Scottsdale, they have had golf cart taxis down there for about 7 or 8 years. And 2 years ago, I was down there and a friend picked me up at a local hotel and took me out to dinner on a golf cart taxi. And I'm like, we need this in Prescott.
Mm-hmm.
So we actually did start running in Prescott in the fall of 2016. By the time we got all of our permits and licenses and all that stuff. But it was after the season, but it gave us a really good vision of what Prescott needed. And we are a livery vehicle, so we do have to charge a fare. And in Prescott, you can't have a fare. That's not going to work. People are not going to pay to ride. Mm-hmm. And so we had to come up with a way to make it free to the rider, but still meet our livery requirements with
sure.
ADOT. And so that's where we came up with the business sponsorships of we still have a fair. It's being paid for by local businesses. And that way the visitors to downtown Prescott, whether they live here or they're visiting here, will have this service. And it's really a win-win for every business in downtown Prescott. It's a win for the tourists. It's a win for locals, because hopefully we should be relieving some of the traffic problems
sure.
by getting people to park and not drive around mm-hmm. looking for a parking space. So it's really something we've designed as a win for everybody involved.
I've talked to Ron Romley, who heads up Yavapai Regional Transit, a few times about this. And whenever we have a really, really crowded event downtown, like a parade, things like this, say the world's oldest rodeo parade, stuff like that, I wonder why they don't have bus shuttle services going up and down Gurley Street in 69. Well, the government is in the way of that because the way they differentiate civic versus rural territories and things like this, and they just make it tough on them. But you're able to negotiate that pretty well, aren't you?
Yeah, we don't have a problem with that.
Sure.
Like I said, we're a licensed livery vehicle, and I'm not certain what his designation is. So that makes it a little bit simpler for us.
Mm-hmm.
And we're a golf cart, you know, a six-passenger golf cart. So people are just jumping on board and jumping off. Now, we're very careful. We've worked with the city of Prescott to make sure that we're dropping you off in the right spots
sure.
and we're not blocking traffic in
yeah.
any way. That's something that's very important to us, is safety first. But we can make that happen very quickly, whereas for one of those buses or a shuttle, that's a lot of time and loading and getting
yeah.
into traffic, where we are very quick and we can move people very quickly, say from Depot Marketplace to downtown for Rodeo de Parade.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, I was just scheduling, going, okay, I'm going to need four carts that day, and we're going to have 4-hour shuttles. And, you know, so it's going to be a work in progress. I know we're going to learn a lot this year, but I'm very excited because we have 2 years of running in Scottsdale already under our belt. So we've learned a lot in that 2 years, and we did run occasionally on weekends up here last summer and really figured out what we think will work best for Prescott and be a benefit to everyone.
Now, these are golf carts on the city streets, correct?
Correct.
How fast can you go safely?
We can go 20 to 25 miles an hour, so you will not see us on any road over 30 miles per hour.
Mm-hmm.
You will never see us on Sheldon, ever. And there's only parts of Gurley that we will go on.
Sure.
We really use roads such as Willis and Goodwin to get from one end of town to the other
mm-hmm.
and really stay out of traffic.
And how can people drive for you if they want to?
So during the day, 10 to 6 o'clock, are our realtors. And so those are already pre-designated. But if you want to drive on a Tuesday or a Thursday night, Friday or Saturday night, if you contact me via email, and it's Katie, K-A-T-I-E, at Ride Local Now. So R-I-D-E-L-O-C-A-L. NOW.com.
Mm-hmm.
Don't go to the website, though,
yeah.
because it's a mess.
We're
3 weeks.
Still a work in progress, yeah.
But Katie at RideLocalNow.com is the way you can drive for us on Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday, and Saturday nights.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned the realty company, West USA, right?
West USA Realty.
They're
yes.
over on Robert Road, right?
They have several locations throughout Yavapai County. Downtown, I believe they're on Marina Street.
Oh, okay. Very well. It keeps it close by. So, what kinds of golf... Now, what is the difference between a golf cart and a golf car?
I don't know what the difference between a golf cart and a golf car is. Our golf carts...
Because I hear the terms interchangeably sometimes.
We have EasyGo S6s, and then we have
electric?
One... No, those are gas.
Oh,
and
really?
We have one electric, which is a Zone E, and it's kind of like a Cadillac. Maybe that's the golf car you're referring
okay.
to. And the electric cart only gives us a runtime of about 6 to 8 hours, which
mm-hmm.
is why they're not all electric. We need yeah. the gas, especially for these hills. If you're in the electric cart and we're going up Goodwin towards the library, I'm going to ask everybody to air row, you know, row, 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 because
sure.
we're going to go up that hill at 5 miles
mm-hmm.
an hour. So that's why the
yeah.
electric cart, even though we have one and we want to be green, we really need the gas carts. The cool thing is when we're at a stoplight, the engine's not running.
Ah, there you go.
It's very fun.
So environmentally friendly, too.
Yes,
nice to
very
see
much.
That. Katie Cornelius with Ride Prescott. This sounds like a lot of fun. It's going to make summer go by a lot faster. And on those Tuesday evenings when we go to the jazz shows at the Courthouse Plaza, we might be looking for you guys.
Definitely.
Be good to hear. Thanks so much for joining us today on Q&A. Continued success with Ryde Prescott. And stay tuned because we've got news with Link, followed by a chat with the author of Home Sweet Maison. If you have ideas about making your home just like the French people do, don't miss this one. That's coming up on Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities. 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, KQ&A.com.
Wallach & Volk Mortgage Lending is with you 100% of the way, which is why Wallach & Volk offers great rates with our 100% financing program. And you pay absolutely no money down. For more information about our extraordinary 100% financing program with zero money down, call us at 445-8730 or search us on the web at Wallach & Volk Mortgage.
License number 00128295, LNS number 16209, Equal Opportunity Lender.
Spring is blooming. Hi, it's me, Sandy. It's time for the YCCA Home and Garden Show, May 18th through the 20th, Prescott Valley Event Center. This year's YCCA Home Show is the 40th Home Show. Come help us celebrate and see all the latest and greatest products and services on the market. Over 200 vendors inside and out. YCCA Home and Garden Show, May 18th through the 20th. Free admission, Prescott Valley Event Center. See you there.
$14 a month. That's all you'll pay for 24-hour alarm monitoring from Western States Communications. This is Sanford Cohen. If your alarm company has tried to raise your rates, do what I did. Make the switch to Western States Communications. They even use my existing equipment. Now I'm only paying $14 a month for 24/7 security. Call right now at 772-3529 and they'll give you 2 months monitoring free. That's Western States Communications alarm monitoring, $14 a month, 772-3529.
Arizona Diamondbacks Baseball is live on KQ&A. Diamondbacks Baseball brought to you by Earnhardt Kia. Pitchers 1 hour air conditioning. Benjamin Franklin Blood. Prescott Valley Automotive. Waters Garden Center. Barrett Propane. Primavera Online School. Owls Auto Body. House Jules Country Bank. Prescott True Value. Affinity RV. Yamapai Bottle Gas. Gettles High Desert Mechanical. Heating and Cooling. Cliff Castle Casino. D-backs host the LA Dodgers live tonight at 6 on AM 1130 by 99.9 FM. Prescott and Chino Valley and 95.5 FM. Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. KQ&A.
Take me out to the ball game.
Staying healthy and active is important to you. Don't let varicose veins, spider veins, or non-healing wounds slow you down. They may be a sign of a more serious condition known as chronic venous insufficiency. Symptoms include aching, painful, or fatigued legs, swelling, itching, or cramping, or skin changes. More than 25 million Americans suffer from some sort of venous disorder. The good news is that your options for treatment are more diverse than ever before. The experts at the Vein Center at Yavapai Regional Medical Center in Prescott Valley can help restore leg circulation to improve health, reduce pain, and get you back to your active life. Dr. Anil Kumar, board certified in vascular medicine and the medical director of YRMC's Vein Center, leads a multidisciplinary team that includes experts in wound care, infectious diseases, and diabetes management. Talk to your healthcare provider about the Vein Center at YRMC or call 928-759-5890.
We're KQ&A.
Good afternoon, and thanks for making the Talk of the Quad Cities. KQ&A, your choice for your Wednesday. I'm Link Elliott with a check of news and weather together on Q&A with DJ Phone, brought to you by Wallach & Volk. Traffic is back to normal on Highway 89A after an overturned semi-truck and trailer caused a closure. On Monday, the Jerome Fire Department found the tractor-trailer blocking the highway on Mingus Mountain with the trailer on the side of a 10-foot ravine. There were five wheels suspended about 5 feet off the ground with the 40,000-pound load of copper slag in bags that were spilling into a wash. Jerome Fire checked for additional hazards and assisted the Department of Public Safety and ADOT with traffic control. 89A was closed starting at the fire station for any traffic headed to the Prescott Valley, Prescott, or Chino Valley areas. A heavy lift tow truck arrived and helped remove the trailer, which was still attached to the truck, from the ravine. The fire crew was placed on standby due to the potential for sparks and fire. The cause of the tinder fire burning in northern Arizona has been determined.
Investigators from the Coconino National Forest have determined the tinder fire was started by an abandoned illegal campfire.
We were in stage one fire restrictions when that campfire was built and then subsequently abandoned. The result of that was a tinder fire with some homes burned.
Forest spokesman Brady Smith says stage two fire restrictions will be implemented in most of northern Arizona forests on Friday.
That includes the Prescott Kaibab National Forest on the south end of the Grand Canyon and the Coconino National Forest. It also includes the Apache Sick Graves National Forest.
The Tinder Fire has charred over 11,000 acres northeast of Payson. Forest Service spokesman Brian Scott says evacuations remain in effect for communities northeast and west of Highway 87 near Clint's Well.
The high wind, low relative humidity, all lined up with the topography of the Clear Creek drainage to blow the fire up, kind of like a chimney.
Several structures, including homes, have been lost, and Governor Doug Ducey has declared a state of emergency. Over 500 firefighters on the ground and in the air have been assigned to the blaze. I'm Gregory Scott reporting.
Taking a look now at your KQ&A weather. Scattered showers sticking around through Thursday, and it's warming up this weekend. Expect an overnight low of 39 tonight in the Prescott area, with a high of 66 tomorrow and a high of 77 on Friday. 39 degrees tonight for Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, with high on Thursday of 75 and high on Friday of 85. Q&A will continue after this. I'm Link Elliott for the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, and 95.5 FM. KQ&A.
Hey y'all, it's Rosie, and we're celebrating 30 years here at Rosie on the House.
All month long, we'll focus on the space that's meant for your car, but for some, it's an extra storage room. We'll start with ways to insulate and cool down your garage. Hiking adventures with Serena DeFault, talking farm fresh beef, and Rosie takes your something needs fixing questions. Start your weekend with every Arizona homeowner's best friend.
Rosie on the House, Saturday morning, 9 to 11 on 95.5, 99.9, and AM 1130, KQ&A.
This is your Conservative Minute with State Representative David Stringer.
This is David Stringer. Arizona is a gateway state for immigration. We have always welcomed newcomers, but high levels of illegal immigration have brought special problems. Uncontrolled immigration crowds our schools, strains our health care system, and fills our jails. Many Arizonans feel overwhelmed by what feels like an out-of-control influx of immigrants that is changing the quality of our lives and the fabric of our culture. It takes time to assimilate people from another country who speak a different language and have a different ancestry, a different history, and a different way of life. That's why I support stronger border security and an overall reduction in immigration levels. A country belongs to the people who live there. I oppose politicians who want to give our country away. I support the right of the American people to decide for ourselves who we want as our neighbors and fellow citizens.
This has been your Conservative Minute with David Stringer, paid for by Conservatives for Stringer.
Quad Cities, are you listening? Of course you are, and other people have been too, because everyone knows about Norm's Lock and Safe in Prescott Valley, where our Grandma Jody and our Dad Chris fix and replace locks in all shapes and sizes. No job too big, no job too small. They've been getting people back in or keeping people out since way before we were born. Tell them Trinity
and Chloe
sent you to Norm's Lock and Safe.
Listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
Welcome back to Q&A. I'm DJ Phone. Hey, how would you like to live as the French do and make your home a place for conversation, tradition, and pleasure? Well, we have the perfect person to talk about that. Her name is Danielle Postel-Venet. She has written a wonderful book. It's called Home Sweet Maison, The French Art of Making a Home. What prompted you to write this book, Danielle?
Wow, it's such a big question right off the bat. Well, I feel like I've been preparing to write this book for quite a long time. When I was a teenager, I met a French woman, and she invited me to her home, and I walked in the front door and was mesmerized. I knew that everything was different from the way that I grew up. I grew up in the Midwest, and I really wanted to know more about why. And so I've spent, you know, the past couple decades searching out the answer to that question. I ended up marrying a French man, and that brought me deep into the world of the French family and thus the French home. So all of those experiences have coalesced into this book, which I define as a kind of guidebook to finding happiness in your home, French way.
The name of the book, Home Sweet Maison, The French Art of Making a Home. What are some of the trademarks of a French home that Americans can adopt?
Well, so, you know, they have all the same things that we do, right? A home is a home. But what's different about my experiences in homes in France, whether they're apartments or big houses or small houses or what have you, is that the French people live differently in their in each room. There's rituals and traditions that you can do, that you can follow in your home that makes it feel different and actually brings benefits to you, can be more connected to your family and so on. Let me give you an example. For one of the chapters of the book is called La Salle à Manger, and that means the dining room. And the dining room, I'm sure everyone has heard about how wonderful French food is and has probably eaten it themselves and loves it. Well, the French dining room is used in a really particular way. There's a table, dining table, and like a cabinet for the dishes, the same as most of us have in our dining rooms. But there's not all of the other things going on in the French dining room that we often have in our dining rooms, our living rooms, or kitchens, in that they just sit down and eat. The phones go off, there's no TV playing, no one's talking to someone on Skype or any of that. It's a moment where people sit down and eat and talk to each other and reconnect. I find that that ritual is something that French people do almost every night, or try to, aspire to do every night. It's something we've lost here, and that's just one example of how a room and its function can shape a family and our lives.
And because each room is set apart as its own, you also mention in your book decor and appropriate color schemes, explaining the activities that are reserved for each room, correct?
Well, the decor and the color and all of that is very important, and it does have something to do with the flavor and the ritual of the room. And the French are very particular about that. For example, they tend to use certain colors and certain schemes in their salon or their sitting room, or basically the parlor or a room where people gather to have a drink. But the real key that I've found to understanding those rooms is not so much the window dressings, although, of course, we love that. The importance that I've found and that Home Sweet Maison tries to teach readers is that you can have things looking a certain way, and it's still not going to function in a way that is pleasing or elegant. And I try to walk readers through those rituals and those things that you can do to make your life more pleasurable. There's also at the end of every chapter tips and guides about things like color schemes and decor. So, although I do primarily talk about the cultural rituals of the French, I do give advice as well about practical matters.
And why do you advise people to skip the spare Scandinavian decor and the decluttering trend?
Well, so anyone who's into their house or watches HGTV or, does any of that knows that, right now we're in this moment where everybody wants or seems to want an open floor plan house with nothing in it, very minimal. Throw all your stuff out. And I just think we're going to have buyer's remorse about this at some point. I think that, the treasures that we accumulate have value and that they bring benefit to our life. I don't think that it's a good idea to throw out grandma's dishes. And I think that we actually maybe hurt ourselves a little bit by living in too spare a space. So while the French are not into clutter, their houses are beautiful, well-kept, and all of that, they do have objects in their home. And those objects tend to be pieces that represent them, their culture, their family. Often they're heirlooms. Often they're things that they chose to represent what they, as a person or as a family, believe. So, yeah, I would advise, and I do in Home Sweet Maison, to, you don't need to declutter to the point where you are standing in an empty room alone.
And a big part of your book is cooking like the French, because you stress the ritual, the French ritual of putting everything in its place as the engine of the kitchen, right?
Yeah, that is right. It's called mise en place in French. It means everything in its place, and it's the principle by which every French kitchen, from the smallest kitchen in an apartment to the most elaborate fancy kitchen in a 3-star restaurant, uses to keep the kitchen working well. And for the French, the kitchen's primary function is to create delicious food and to feed your family well. So this system of mise en place is the ground upon which all of that is built. The book walks you through how to make a kitchen like that and how to change your kitchen so that you are not distracted by maybe fancy gadgets or things that are just, you know, not serving you. And making your kitchen more French.
And you also spend a chapter talking about the rituals that bind, the beloved customs that are central to French home life. What are some of those?
Well, one of them that I particularly love is called apéro, or apéritif. And this is the traditional 6 o'clock drink. And it's usually in someone's living room or salon. And it usually involves, you know, a couple glasses of wine, some peanuts, some pistachios, something to munch on. And that's pretty much it. And what it's about is unwinding from your day, connecting with friends or family, and having just a little moment together of shared conversation before you move on to dinner. And what happens in France is you get invited to someone's house for an apéro. Not for dinner. Often, I mean, it is dinner, but an apéro. And you go there first, you do that, you have a drink, and then you leave after an hour or so. And it's just this nice moment.
The name of the book is Home Sweet Maison, The French Art of Making a Home. The author is Danielle Postelvenet. How can people, our listeners, get a copy of Home Sweet Maison?
Well, you can order it anywhere. It should be in your bookstore. Or you can get in touch with me. If you Google Home Sweet Maison, it will bring you to my website. I'm Danielle Postelvenet. So that's spelled P-O-S-T-E-L-V-I-N-A for my last name. And you can just find me. And if you have any questions about the book or about your home in the book, just feel free to write to me. And I will direct you in the right direction.
We thank you very much for joining us today on Q&A. Continued success in your publishing.
Thanks so much.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec B Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
It's baseball season, and you know what that means. The dog days of summer are right around the corner. Hi, this is Jeremy Rushton of Yavapai Plumbing and Heating. Now is the time to make sure your air conditioning system is ready to go into extra innings this summer. And with $1,500 off qualified AC units with installation or 0% financing, you will be hitting a grand slam and staying cool all summer long. Low credit or no credit? Don't strike out. We offer no credit check financing as well. Give Yavapai Plumbing and Heating a call today at 776-7025 or online at ypeinc.com.
All over Arizona, people are warming up for the voice scratchers.
Cha, cha.
You can win up to $50,000.
Cha, ching.
Or enter for a chance to win a trip to the Voice Experience in Las Vegas and L.A. with a chance at $1 million and a seat at the Voice Live finale.
OMG!
OMG! Available now at an Arizona Lottery retailer near you. Visit ArizonaLottery.com for more details.
Take advantage of your golden years. These are the times to reflect, relax, and have a whole lot of fun. Country Bank's home equity conversion mortgage, known as a reverse mortgage, could be your supplemental financial option. Suzanne Cosley, the reverse mortgage specialist at Country Bank, can show you how to convert a portion of your home equity into tax-free money.
Come by and see me, Suzanne Cosley at Country Bank, or call me at 928-583-9015 for more details.
An equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
Provide value. That's what a CPA can do for you. Hi, this is David A. Snyder, CPA. Now is a great time of year for business valuations. Valuations are for providing a value for your business so you can retire from it, sell it, or expand it. With my ex-military, task-oriented mindset, and over 20 years of experience, you can trust that you can get the most accurate business valuation. Give me a call or visit DavidASnyderCPA.com for more information. You deserve the sharpest in Arizona. David A. Snyder, CPA.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
Hey, stay tuned now for Soup Scoop featuring Joe Howard, superintendent of the Prescott Unified School District. Gee, too bad they'll have nothing to talk about today. No, Soup Scoop can be really, really great today. Any questions you have are going to be answered by the folks today on the air. That's coming up next on KQ&A. Join me tomorrow at 4 o'clock. Yeah, because of the ball game. 4 o'clock tomorrow for Q&A. When I talk to athletic director from Bradshaw Mountain, Tony Miller, for Prescott Valley Days, plus a conversation with a Peoria pastor whose church hosted one of the biggest 1970s recording stars last month. That's Q&A tomorrow at 4 o'clock when I will see you on the radio.
You've been listening to Q&A on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by High Country Rec V-Center, David Snyder, CPA, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and Prescott College. The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Q&A with DJ Phone on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM in Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.